Hi, Dave Emery here. This is side one of For the Record program number 756. The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, part three, Dramatis Personae, part three, subtitled The Paulistinian Libertarian Organization. This program is being recorded on September 29th of the year 2013. We're going to plunge right back into our analysis of Snowden's Ride, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, Snowden, as I call him. And if you are just tuning into the program, there have been several before this. This is an extremely complicated analysis that I'm presenting here. And it also will be, I think, difficult, maybe even a little shocking for veteran listeners to grasp. And so before I get into the nature of this psyop, I am talking about the elements and the individuals that are involved in this, because they are to almost to a man and to an institution. They track back to the far right and explicitly fascist and Nazi elements. And these are the elements that are presenting these, quote, disclosures, unquote. And frankly, most of this is either information that has been on the public record for many years or information that is unremarkable and could be extrapolated very easily. For example, the NSA is spying on the European Union or the United Nations or the governments of Brazil and Mexico and so forth. Yet, that is standard spycraft, which is a standard element of statecraft. In a brief aside, this past week, someone mentioned to me, by way of making a small talk, that did you see the latest about Snowden? Turns out the NSA was spying on the president of Brazil and the Brazilian oil company, Petrobras. And that comes as no surprise. I said, yep, along with the Brazilian intelligence agency, no doubt. First of all, the president of Brazil was very close to Petrobras. He was the former energy minister. Petrobras is very corrupt. And in fact, a few years back, the heads of Brazilian intelligence were dismissed for spying on Dilma Rousseff and Petrobras. This is standard statecraft slash spycraft. And all of the major countries on Earth, including the EU countries and Germany in particular, do exactly the same thing. And yet they are shocked to learn that there's gambling going on in these on these premises. Now, we are going to be looking at Eddie the Friendly Spook Snowden himself in this broadcast. And in turn, we're going to be looking at the milieu, my favorite word, of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. Ron Paul is a congressman from Texas. He is a hardcore doctrinaire fascist and racist. I agree with a very poorly written and sloppily edited book by A.J. Weberman. It's titled Ron Paul, America's Most Dangerous Nazi. I think he is, although the book is a mess, it does have good footnotes, so I find it useful as a guide, but again, it's just poorly written and very sloppily edited. Precisely because Ron Paul has had such good press and because he is such a successful seducer. Ron Paul tells people what they want to hear. He tells the potheads he wants to legalize pot, so they think he's great. They tell people who don't want high taxes that he's for lower taxes. They think he's great. They tell people who are opposed to American military adventurism that he is too, so they think he's great. And he and his son Rand Paul have been front and center in the, quote, controversy, unquote, about the NSA from the, quote, disclosures, unquote, of Eddie Snowden. As I am speaking on September 29th of 2013, note the scary and ridiculous things going on in Washington, D.C., because these very elements, including Rand Paul, are not only going to shut down the government, but they have submitted a long list of agenda items from enabling the Keystone Pipeline to getting rid of the Consumer Watchdog Protection Agency to another of the right-wing shopping lists. And if Obama does not agree to all of their demands, they're not only going to shut down the government, which would be bad news, but sometime in October, they are threatening not to raise the debt ceiling. And if they do that, the consequences are going to be absolutely devastating in all probability. And a Pew poll back in 2011 when this was happening showed that only 18% of those polled understood this matter clearly, and 47% did not. So when we're talking about the milieu of Eddie the Friendly Spook, we're talking about these Tea Party and Republican freaks who are going to ruin everybody's damned lives with their shenanigans if they don't raise the debt ceiling. And again, his excellent press and very clever, frankly, public relations notwithstanding, people don't get any worse than Ron Paul. He is a hardcore racist and fascist. He has been joined at the hip with the Liberty Lobby, a Nazi organization, for decades. He has been joined at the hip with David Duke, with whom he has networked for decades. He is joined at the hip with the Stormfront Network, elements of which he has networked with for decades. He is also joined at the hip with the League of the South and the Neo-Confederate movement, who not only hate Abraham Lincoln, consider him a war criminal, and consider African-American slavery to have been just, but they favor the secession of the South, the breakup of the United States. And Ron Paul is joined at the hip. He gets his economic theories, as does Rand Paul, from an organization called the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Now, that's a nice Anglo-Saxon name, isn't it? Like Ron Paul himself, they have gotten very good press. Ludwig von Mises Institute is explicitly, although they don't really reject the term, they are fascist with a capital F, and their economic theories recapitulate precisely Adolf Hitler's speech to the Industry Club of Dusseldorf. I'll say more about that later. The Ludwig von Mises Institute also is joined at the hip with the Neo-Confederate movement and the League of the South. One of their resident scholars, a guy named Walter Block, is not only a defender of the Confederacy, but he has advanced a theory he calls voluntary slavery. Now, there is the ultimate oxymoron. I'm not going to go into that at any great length, but when we talk about the economic theories of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, when we talk about the Palestinian Libertarian Organization, as they call them, we are talking about Eddie Snowden. Edward Snowden, to make a long story short, is not, as he has characterized himself, a fighter for human rights or social justice. He is a spook. And beyond that, he is an exponent of the political and economic theories of the 1%. From the New York Times, June 11th of 2013, an article speaking of Eddie the Friendly Spook. Last year, he donated money to the campaign of Ron Paul, the libertarian leading presidential candidate who was long critical of government's growing reach. See, again, the libertarian presidential candidate, he is a whole lot more than that. But again, Eddie the Friendly Spook Snowden not only contributed money to Ron Paul's campaign, but he is an exponent of the same political, economic, and social theories as Ron Paul. And even more importantly, the Ron Paul milieu, the Palestinian Libertarian Organization, as I call them, are all over Eddie Snowden and his operations. Snowden is joined at the hip with WikiLeaks. Julian Assange, as we saw last week, is a big Ron and Rand Paul fan. From that book again, poorly written, sloppily edited, but useful in the terms of the sense that it has accurate footnotes. Ron Paul, America's Most Dangerous Nazi, by Alan Weberman. There is a quote from what Ron Paul said on the floor of Congress. "No one is ever permitted without derision by the media, the university intellectuals, and the politicians to ask why the United States allied itself with the murdering Soviets and then turned over Eastern Europe to them while ushering in a 45-year saber-rattling, dangerous Cold War period. Well, the U.S. was allied with the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union was already in World War II and the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Ultimately, it is my belief that with the Serpent's Walk scenario that we have discussed so many times, the Axis will be presented as good guys. I think in no more than 200 years, Adolf Hitler's birthday will be an international holiday. The United States will have been destroyed long before then, broken up into several smaller, impoverished satellite states, and the Jews, blacks, and a great many others will have been exterminated and or enslaved once again. Last week, we took a look at some of Ron Paul's views and some of his associates. We're going to review some, and we're going to go into some at greater length in this broadcast. But again, I noted that the Palestinian Libertarian Organization is all over Eddie the Friendly Spook, and he is an exponent of their views. Eddie the Friendly Spook, while he was posted to Geneva, Switzerland by the CIA, his employer at the time, went online and basically held forth about his political views. By the way, he expressed the view that leakers should be shot and they should have their expletive deleted shot off. But his views, and again, Eddie the Friendly Spook is no fighter for human rights. He is an exponent of the political, economic, and social views of the 1%. This article again. In 2009, Ed Snowden said leakers, quote, should be shot. Then he became one. That is by Joe Mullen, M-U-L-L-I-N, Ars Technica of June 26th of 2013. And in this, we find some of the following. Snowden didn't just short stocks to make money. He did it because it was the right thing to do. He saw himself as a paladin of the markets, bringing liquidity to all. As for those who didn't agree with him about the rightness of the gold standard or the need to eliminate Social Security, they weren't just mistaken, they were retards, unquote. Again, Edward Snowden explicitly favors the elimination of Social Security and a return to the gold standard. He also says, skipping down, Snowden spoke about the fall of the dollar in near-apocalyptic terms. It seems like the U.S. dollar and the growth in the GBP, the British pound sterling, are both likely to go the way of the Zimbabwe dollar, unquote, he suggested in March of 2009. Especially with that, and there's a term for Ben Bernanke I can't use on the air, deciding to magically print $1.2 trillion more dollars. The high unemployment rate that was on the way for the U.S. didn't faze Snowden. Those wringing their hands and seeking conventional Keynesian economic solutions seemed soft-headed to him. Obama was, quote, planning to devalue the currency absolutely as fast as theoretically possible, he wrote. Rising unemployment was a mere correction, unquote, a necessary part of capitalism, unquote. These theories, by the way, are completely discredited. Actions of Ben Bernanke did not lead to a devaluing of the dollar. In fact, it has been easier than ever for the U.S. to sell its debt. However, if the Palestinians get their way and do not raise the debt ceiling, then things are going to get truly interesting. By the way, again, in addition to eliminating Social Security, Snowden favors a return to the gold standard. This is standard Ron Paul, Rand Paul. It is standard Ludwig von Mises Institute theory, and it is pure BS, aside from being frankly cruel. The gold standard and the adherence to it was one of the main reasons for the severity of the Great Depression. If we were to return to the gold standard, it would collapse the economy. There isn't anywhere near enough gold in the world to act as a medium of exchange. And if there are any people in the listening audience benighted enough to favor returning to the gold standard, I recommend you read Go Warriors by Sterling and Peggy Seagraves. There is nothing more corrupt and less predictable than the gold market. But again, these are the economic theories of Ron Paul and Rand Paul, and they are the economic theories of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. And they are explicitly fascist, by the way. Mussolini didn't say, well, fascism is the NSA or Big Brother tapping people's phone calls. Mussolini said, il fascismo e il corporatismo. Fascism is corporatism, and that's what you're looking at here. Now, again, the Palestinian Libertarian Organization are all over the Snowden situation. It's not just that Eddie Snowden contributed money to Ron Paul's campaign. It's not just that he espouses the same economic and social theories, fascist theories with a capital F, il fascismo e il corporatismo, as Mussolini said, but the Palestinian Libertarian Organization are all over the Snowden situation. From the New York Times of August 12th of 2013, an article by Brian Knowlton, K-N-O-W-L-T-O-N, Leaker's father and lawyer planning visits to Russia, unquote. Edward J. Snowden's father and the family's lawyer said Sunday they had obtained visas to visit the former intelligence contractor in Russia and indicated that they would encourage him to return to the United States to face federal charges, skipping down. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, Ron Snowden and the family's lawyer, Bruce Fein, F-E-I-N, declined to say when they would visit. And again, noting here, skipping down, Mr. Fein noted that he has laid out his concern about a potential trial, including the venue, in a letter to Attorney General Eric H. Holder, Jr. Now, Bruce Fein was the chief legal advisor to Ron Paul's 2012 presidential campaign. An article by Cliff Kincaid of the Canada Free Press titled Snowden Lawyer Close to Senator Rand Paul's Office by Cliff Kincaid on July 2nd of 2013. We note the following. In the curious development, NSA traitor Edward Snowden's father is being represented by attorney Bruce Fein, who appeared with Senator Rand Paul at his anti-NSA news conference on June 13th. A well-respected constitutional lawyer, Bruce Fein has appeared at two conferences this year sponsored by the Schiller Institute, a group started by political extremist and convicted felon Lyndon LaRouche. And again, about Bruce Fein, this from the designer, D-I-S-I-N-E-R, WordPress.com blog, February 22nd, 2007, attorneys Alan P. Dye and Bruce Fein joined Congressman Ron Paul's Presidential Exploratory Committee. This was for Paul's 2008 campaign. Again, attorneys Alan P. Dye and Bruce Fein of Washington, D.C., have joined Congressman Ron Paul's 2008 Presidential Exploratory Committee. And well-known blogger and whistleblower Sibel Edmonds, in her Boiling Frogs blog spot of September 8th of 2011, has noted, Ron Paul's chief attorney, Bruce Fein, and his clients. Last month on August 23rd, that would have been of 2011, Bruce Fein became Ron Paul's chief legal advisor. In other words, Ron Paul became Bruce Fein's client. And Bruce Fein is now the attorney for the Snowden family, for Ron Snowden, Eddie Snowden's father, and for Eddie Snowden himself. Still more about Bruce Fein. This from the lucubyblogspot.com, again accessing research done by Sibel Edmonds. He notes, just last month I noted that the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus was at the heart of Sibel's money laundering claims, and this concerns Bruce Fein. And again, the Bruce Fein is the person being described here. Fein's Huffington Post bio also notes that he has been a consultant to the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. And this story, by the way, is called Bruce Fein and Turkey from May 2nd of 2009. And among the elements alleged by Sibel Edmonds to be laundering money through this organization, to which Bruce Fein, the Snowden family's lawyer, is a consultant, are none other than Osama bin Laden. Now, more about Ron Paul. I'm going to simply review a couple of things that we spoke about last week. If you want to understand Ron Paul, again, to whose campaign Eddie Snowden contributed and whose views are parroted by Eddie Snowden, whose economic views and political views, a Huffington Post article from September 6th, 2013, Ron Paul to speak at Holocaust Deniers Gala Dinner Fundraiser. This particular story, which we read into the record last week, concerns Ron Paul's affiliation with the Fatima Center. He is speaking there at a dinner that they are giving on the anniversary of September 11th, 2013. They are Holocaust deniers. They think the world is run by a Jewish conspiracy and that the Jews are planning a Holocaust against non-Jews. They advocate denying Jews their civil liberties, and they also think they reject the view that the earth revolves around the sun. This basically, if some of what I'm saying seems a little strong, this basically is vintage Ron Paul. Last week we spoke about the fact that Ron Paul was involved in an abortive invasion of the island of Dominica in 1981 by white supremacists. A News One story by Casey Gain McCalla. Ron Paul was implicated in failed white supremacist island invasion. We read this into the record last week, and the blog entry in which I have accessed this will be linked in the description for the record 756. Reading briefly, in 1981, a lawyer tried to subpoena Ron Paul to testify in the trial of Don Black, a grand wizard for the Ku Klux Klan, who would later go on to found the white supremacist neo-Nazi website Stormfront. Black was charged, along with two other Klansmen, with planning to violently overthrow the small Caribbean country of Dominica in what they called Operation Red Dog. Skipping down, the leader of this group of white supremacists was Michael Perdue. Among those Perdue implicated were infamous white supremacist David Duke, former Texas Governor John Connally, and Congressman Ron Paul, whom he claimed knew about the plot. Connally was credited with helping Paul in his first congressional campaign. And again, we spoke about that last week. This is from the International Business Times. Anonymous claims neo-Nazi links to Republican Ron Paul. This from the International Business Times. And we skip down. By the way, I've written already the equivalent of a small book about Snowden's ride. In the descriptions for these programs, those will be linked. So if some of my impaired pronunciation due to major oral surgery that I had, something that will be corrected, at least to a large extent, presently, or if some of the pacing is a little overwhelming, all of this is already on the website and will be linked at spitfirelist.com in the description for the record 756. Again, the International Business Times out of the United Kingdom, and this particular story skipping down. The anonymous collective has hacked into and defaced the website of an American Nationalist Party claiming it had connections with Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. Skipping down. Anonymous also claims that the organization has links to the Republican candidate Ron Paul, of that organization being the American Third Position. We found a disturbingly high number of members who are also involved in campaigning for Ron Paul, the statement said, and still more. This again from the International Business Times. Ron Paul, the American Third Position, and Stormfront. This is from the IBT of February 1st of 2012, the article by Gianluca Mezzofiori. and it reads in part as follows. Members of the Nationalist American Third Position Party, whose website was defaced by Anonymous, organized Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul's meetings and campaigns, according to emails hacked by the collective. Chairman of the British National Party, Nick Griffin, also took part in meetings with Paul and other representatives of A3P. According to these messages, Ron Paul has met regularly with many A3P members, even engaging in conference calls with their board of directors. It also claims that Paul received financial support from other white power groups, such as the online hate forum Stormfront, founded by Don Black, a white supremacist. There's even a photograph of Paul with Black, a former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan and a current member of the American Nazi Party. And again, Paul was networking with Don Black as far back as 1981. In the next side of this program, we're going to be talking about the association between Ron Paul and David Duke. David Duke could be thought of as something of a trace element for the milieu of the Palestinian Libertarian Organization. I would simply note here this from the Louisville Courier-Journal and USA Today of July 9th of 2013. Rand Paul staffer expressed support for Lincoln Assassin by James R. Carroll and Joseph Girth. This is about a guy named Jack Hunter. Hunter still maintains a website, SouthernAvenger.com, where he says he was the official blogger for the 2012 presidential campaign of former Representative Ron Paul. And from the Media Matters blog, an article, Neo-Confederate Rand Paul aide, a Daily Caller contributor and Fox regular by Ben DiNiero and Eric Hananoki from July 9th of 2013. This is about the very same Jack Hunter. Jack Hunter, a congressional aide to Senator Rand Paul, with a history of neo-Confederate and pro-secessionist views, has produced dozens of articles and video commentaries for the Daily Caller and appeared as what one Fox Business host termed a regular guest on that network. And again, he's a close aide to Rand Paul. He was the official blogger for Ron Paul's campaign in 2012. He is a former chairman of the League of the South, which thinks, as Ron Paul, by the way, has written in his newsletters, that Lincoln should not have freed the slaves. They also not only are pro-Confederate, but advocate the secession of the South once again. And as we will see, the neo-Confederate movement and the Ludwig von Mises Institute are joined at the hip, and it is the Ludwig von Mises Institute for which Ron Paul and Rand Paul, on which Ron Paul and Rand Paul rely on for their economic theories, such as get rid of Social Security and go back to the gold standard. And as we saw last week, we're going to be talking about Ron Paul and David Duke inside too. Julian Assange, who was also a big Ron and Rand Paul fan, one of his top aides was John Jermos, who arranged for WikiLeaks to land at the PRQ server in Sweden. John Jermos was part of a Russian fascist milieu that in turn networks with David Duke. He was the guy who arranged for WikiLeaks to land at the PRQ servers, financed by one of Sweden's top fascists, Carl Lundström, who is also the financial backer of the Sweden. He's the financial backer of the Sweden Democrats and also is the financial angel of the PRQ server. Carl Lundström arranged for a Scandinavian speaking tour for David Duke. More about that in Side 2. This concludes Side 1 of For the Record Program number 756, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, Part 3, Dramatis Personae, Part 3, The Palestinian Libertarian Organization. This has been recorded on September 29th of 2013. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.